Bhagavatam class, we're discussing Vinaya Gita chapter 21 of the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. We're coming to the end of the Gopis' prayers in remembrance of Krishna, not with the coward boys and the cows, and they're remembering him. And now we're on verse 18. We finished last week, we discussed 17 and 16. How the clouds made friends with Krishna, and they shower nectar in the form of raindrops and flowers, and they sing colors Krishna, so they made friends and they did seva, and they're in Dasi and Sakiras with Krishna. And we heard about the Vrinda women who saw the kumkum on the ground, and the kumkum is called Sri Kumkumena, because it came from the breasts of Radharani when Krishna held his feet there and fell off his feet. And the commentators say that the Vrinda women, when they saw Krishna in the distance, they felt a romantic desire awaken in their heart. They looked around to try to find some satisfaction for that desire, and the satisfaction came from the Chintamani booming of Vrindavan, which fulfills all desires. So immediately in front of their eyes manifests the satisfaction of their lusty desires. Vrinda women had amorous desires for Krishna just by seeing him in the distance. They wanted to smell his body and embrace him, but they had no adhikar for that opportunity. So they looked around, and they looked at the ground, they saw some red powder that fell off Krishna's feet. So Acharyas say that when the women bent down and they rubbed the powder on their faces, red powder on their faces, so they could experience the fragrance of Krishna's transcendental romantic body. And then they rubbed the powder on their breasts so they could have the experience of embracing Krishna. And the powder, the one Acharya said, Krishna manifested personally there through the form of the powder to reciprocate with Vrinda women. Because Vrindavan is such, is the nature of Vrindavan, is anyone who comes to Vrindavan and approaches Krishna, they have their desires satisfied and fulfilled. So Purnika in Ramlila and Chaitya Yuga, she approached Ramachandra for amorous dalliance, wanted to be accepted as one of his queens. And he had Lakshman just deform her, would cut her nose and ears off, and rejected her proposal. So that same Suparnika came back in Krishna and Dvapara Yuga as Sri Bhakra Kuja. And in this form, when she entered Brajmandal, she had her desires satisfied. So Krishna satisfies everyone in Vrindavan. The animals, the clouds, the deer, the water, the Yamuna, or to speak of Aboriginal people, and even some Aboriginal people. Vrinda women are Aboriginals, But the people sitting in this class are so Aboriginal, including the speaker. So Aboriginal. we're less than a blend of women. So we're all living in Vrindavan, mentally or physically or both, and trying to approach Krishna and attain his love. So surely you will be successful by Vrindavan. So now we're on this verse 21, verse 18. This is a famous verse. We can all chant this verse. The chantas of this verse is the same as for Totgama. There's a book of favorite chandas, poetic meters, for Totgama, which is like Brahma Swami to make it more easy. Antaya Madhura Bala Haridasa Varyo.
Antaya Madhura Bala Haridasa Varyo.
Yad Rama Krishna Charanas Varsha Pramoda.
Yad Rama Krishna Charanas Varsha Pramoda.
Manam Tanoti Sago Gaviyashta Yoryat.
Manam Tanoti Sago Gaviyashta Yoryat.
Paniyas Suyavasa Kandara Kandamale.
Paniyas Suyavasa Kandara Kandamule.
So, if we look at the first line, we can see some words that we know the meaning of. Avala means not weak. I mean, avala means without strength. Avala, right? What does that refer to?
Woman.
Yeah, that's what they say. You see, they're called avala. Very bad, very bad. What do you think it is? Well, that's the Sanskrit poetic idea. So the practical, pragmatic, experiential idea is they're damn powerful. Watch out. Don't take those words literally. It's just poetic expression. The fact of the matter is quite bala. Naridas, we know, means a servant of Hari. And Vari, what does Vari mean? What does Govardhan mean? Anandam Bhuti Vardhanam, what does that phrase mean? Anandam Bhuti Vardhanam, what does it mean?
Ever increasing the ocean.
So Vardhanam means what?
Increasing.
Means best of, topmost, expanding. Varya Vardhanam. So Haridas Varya means he's the best of all Haridas. It's male because it's Das. He is the best Haridas. So one Avala is saying this. So Hantayam Ajra, we don't know. Hantayam is an expression, an exclamation. He's like, wow, amazing, alas, amazing. Hantayam, Hanta Hanta. He's wow, oi. In Russian we say oi. In Hindi we say shabash. Shabash? What?
Shabash.
Is that Urdu or Hindi?
Hindi.
Shabash. What do you say?
Ba.
Ba.
Ba. No, ba.
Ba, ba.
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 Yes. Ba.
Ba, ba.
Yeah.
Ba, ba.
Yeah. So what the hell is this? When you say, what the hell is this? What the hell, you know? You use that a lot every time. I'm telling him, Ajir, we don't know, but it means mountain. So this is about a mountain, about Govardhan. Yad Ramakrishna Charanasvarsha Pramoda. So who's Ramakrishna? Sai Swaramsa, Krishna Balaram. And their feet are what? What does Swarsha mean? And what does Pramod mean?
Giving pleasure.
All these words, moda, mridu, moda, pramoda. Pramoda means a lot of pleasure, excessive pleasure. Moda. Modan mahabhav, modan mahabhav. It's all related to pleasure, and it means me and meeting. Modan means pleasure and union. Modan is some separation. So, Krishna Bhavan's feet are touching and feeling happy, touching Govardhan. In other words, Krishna Bhavan wandering in Govardhan. Madam Tanati Saha Go Gavyas Tiriyat. The showing Madam means, what does Man mean? Chinara Peace means Chinara, finish the verse. What does man mean? What does man and amani mean? Respect and disrespect. Pride doesn't mean pride, that's dumb. Mana means respect. Radharani is in man, she's angry because she's been disrespected. She's Krishna showing his respect, his interest in some other gopi. So man means disrespect, means jealousy, means anger, because all it's connected. But basically, man means respect. Ramani means disrespect, or lack of respect. So we don't want respect for ourselves, we want to respect everyone else. So it says, Manam Tanati Sa means respect. Sa means what?
Hello.
Come on, this is your WW, word for word vocabulary this. Sa means with. Sa. For SAHAWITH. Four letters, Saha with. Saha. Go means cows, and Gana means what? Means a group. Group of cows. And we say, what a pretty Lakshana.
Dadati prati grihnati gujyam akhyati kuchati bhunte bhoje bhujeva sadvidham
shadgana
sadvidham six.
Yes, in six classes of loving dealing. Gana means class. So there's groups of cows with the cows, Krishna Bhavan with the cows, Mana means respect. So they're showing respect to go down the hill. Paninam means what?
Pani,
what does Pani mean?
Water.
Yeah, we should know that one. Water, especially now. Kandara, what does Kandara mean? Giri Kandara.
Mountain caves.
Caves. See, I was there. Kanda, what does Mula mean? That's Morishta.
Roots.
Huh? Roots. That's the one with 10 roots. Tuck it. Be strong. That's the Orisha. Wine made from 10 roots. Watch out. So it's describing Govardhan has all kinds of things to eat and water to drink and bathe and all that stuff. Let's read the translation. All the Haridasas, Govardhan Hill is the best. Oh, my friends, Osakis, Govardhan supplies Krishna Balaram and the calves, cows, and gopas with all kinds of good things. Water for drinking, soft grass for the cows to eat, caves to take shelter in rainy season, cold season, and hot season, fruits to drink, fruits to eat, flowers to decorate and smell, and vegetables to eat, like moly. They fall on the ground, like wild moly. And then the hill lovers go around the hill lovers, respects to Krishna. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna Bhavan, Gauranga Hill becomes Pramoda. Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj Ki. Yeah. He's a very happy guy also. Pramod, Bhakti Pramod. You meet him? Don't you remember?
Yeah.
Great personality. We're fortunate. I also had a darshan sometimes. Great soul. Now this is the verse. Who spoke this verse? Why Gopi spoke this verse? Radharani spoke this verse. What is the proof that this verse is spoken by Radharani?
Haridasa Balayam. She says he's the best of Haridas' servants. So she sees her own Bhav in everything else. So she sees her Bhav. She's the best servant. She sees it in Govardhan. Like a projection.
That's nice, but I want some Shastra Praman. That's your Tika, which is nice. I want some Shastra Praman from a Mahajan to prove that this verse is spoken by Ravan. Govardhan Dasikam by Raghunath Das Goswami.
Oh, yeah.
Verse number 8. Gauradhan Vasa Prarthana Dasikam, prayer by Raghunath Das, he says, Ida Uditam Radhya Vakta Chandra. Gauradhan is the name, it's the name of the best of Hari's Dasas. This is in verse 8 of Gauradhan Vasa Prarthana Dasikam. 10 verses praying for residence in Gauradhan. Gauradhan,
Nijanikatan
Vasan. Vasandi Gauradhan Twapa. Oh Gauradhan, please give me residence, Nivas, Nikat, near you. Oh, you have it, may you have it, living here. So that's mercy. So this verse is, so he says, Radhika Vakta. Chanda, she go around. Radhani spoke this verse. You have it? Thank you. This verse 8, Giri Nipa Haridasa Srini Vayeti Nam, Ritami Damuditam Sri Radhika Vakra Chandra, Rajanava Tilakatwe, Kritavede, Sputam Me, Nija Nikata Nivasandi Gordantram. That's the verse. Radhika's name is mentioned, the Vakta. Vakta means the speaker. Radhani said that Giriraj is the best Haridas. That's really solid proof. Raghunath Das Goswami. Bande Ruvasnath Naruhuyago. They establish the truth by studying the Shastra. So, most of the Acharyas always say this verse is spoken by Radhani. We found this as proof that even Raghunath Das is establishing that. Let's look at some other translations of this verse. Let's see how Prabhupada translates this in Krishna book. You can find out all the verses if you look close. Another Gopi began to praise unique position of Gauran Hill in this way. How fortunate is Gauran Hill? For Gauran is enjoying the association of Krishna and Balaram, who are accustomed to walk on it. Thus, Gauran is always in touch with the lotus feet of Krishna, because Gauran is also obliged to Krishna and Balaram. It supplies different kinds of fruits, roots, and herbs, as well as pleasing crystal water from its lakes to present to Krishna. The best presentation offered by Gauran Hill is new grass for the cows and calves. Gauran Hill knew how to please Krishna by pleasing his most beloved associates, the cows and cowherd boys. That's the little commentary, actually, I brought up. Please Krishna by pleasing his beloved. The prophet made that point. It's not in the original verse. That's the whole principle of bhakti. Hari Guru Vaishnav Seva. We please Hari by pleasing Guru, pleasing Vaishnav. There are three representations of one truth. The truth is love, divine love, manifests as Bhagavan himself, as Sri Guru and Vaishnava. He depressed has also an interesting translation of verse 18 of chapter 21, Vena Gita. This mountain Gauran, oh fair ones. Radharani saying, oh Avala, Avala, Avala means, oh fair ones. The fair sex, they said, but don't deal with them. You'll find it, they'll play fair. They call the fair sex, but they'll play fair. And that part out. Anyway, that's the experience of different people. It's all subjective, remember? That's the truth. It's all subjective. The foremost of Hari's servants, in that it not only derives supreme joy from the touch of the feet of Balaram Krishna, joy which is shows by revelation in the form of fresh blades of grass, but it also extends its hospitality to the two brothers, along with their cows and followers, by giving them fresh and pure water of its cascades, means its waterfalls, excellent pasture, caves affording shelter to them, and produce in the form of bulbs and roots. That's very interesting. nice flavor. Hospitality. Gauran is showing hospitality to his guests. And feeding him and giving him water. Like he's considering a Krishna Mahab coming to walk on his service like visiting guests. In the commentaries, Vishnu will get, we'll read Vishnu's commentary also. There's some commentary in this other book. Sangha Swami explains, has a commentary in this verse in Bhagavad Bhavatamrita, which I think I need here. Rather long. This is in part 3, chapter 7, verse 109. Priya Bhavatamrita, part 3. Chapter 7, verse 109. He quotes the same verse from Bhavatam, chapter 21, verse 18, by Swami Radharani. This verse says we're Hanta, where Radharani is expressing her joy and amazement. And Gaurana is certainly the best of her East servants, because Radharani says, Haridas Varya. So Sthana Goswami says, what does Radharani mean when she says she's the best of Hari servants? Why does she say Hari? Why does she say the best of Krishna's servants? What does the word Hari mean?
Lion.
What's the more common meaning of the name?
Thief.
Sure. So every word has, like we have these six questions we asked. Who, what, when, where, why, how. You can take each word of the verse and ask these six questions. Why this word, not another word? Where, why is this word used here in this place, at this time? This is what the acharyas do. So he's saying, why is he saying hurry? He said, go in. Look at where he's reading.
Raghunath Das Goswami commentary on the Mahamantra, Hari, one of the Hari, there is He who steals my heart, and more.
Yeah, pretty rash of me. These are the inside and outside, away. Hari removes all the impediments to love. Whatever that means. So why did Radharani use the word Hari? Sthana Goswami says, Dhiraj is the best of Hari's servants because like Hari, he takes away everyone's sins and miseries and everyone's heart. So someone is worshiping Gaurana Sila, or carrying around their necks. Some people in this room are carrying Dhiraj around their necks. But he's carrying them around his neck, I don't know. Some of these people, I think Dhiraj is carrying them around his neck. Otherwise, how they're moving, I don't know. So you'll have the experience that it'll steal your heart and all your sins and anything bad that's not good. We'll tell you always. And then, to prove the Gaurana's the best of Hari's devotees, and it's from the touch of Krishna Bhagavan's feet, he's displaying ecstasy. So you touch your Dhiraj every day when you bathe them, but does your hair stand on it? Send me a selfie. No. I see your hair, especially, yes, it's going to be 3 feet, 1 meter going up in the air. You know. Look pretty cool. Hair standing. Like grass growing on his body, and the water trickling down his sides of Gaurana are his perspiration and ecstasy. It's one of the asasarik bhavas, perspiration. Gaurana performs the love and worship of Krishna Bhava and the cows and cowboys. The word go here means not only cows, it means buffalo, ghosts, and all other animals heard by Krishna. Gaurana worships all these personalities with things that give them spiritual pleasure. In other words, you want to worship someone, you should give them what they like. You want, if a Brahmin comes to your house, you worship him with sweets and money. If a peacock comes to your house, you worship a peacock with vajra, which is a seed, you know, vajra would be seed. You know, if a fish comes to your house, you give him a wheat ball. You roll a small wheat and throw it in his mouth. The fish will like the wheat ball, raw wheat ball, wheat flour. That's right. Whoever comes, you give them what they like. I know some Brahmins that like cashews. So, and they usually take bhang before they come visit me. So when you take bhang, you get really hungry. So one time this one Brahmin friend of mine came to visit me. He was completely stoned. I gave one bowl of cashews. He just started eating and talking. Because when you take bhang, you talk and you eat both. In other words, your tongue gets highly energized. So I ate one bowl of cashews. I didn't ask anyone more, I just filled them up. He said, for 1 hour his head was just going like this. He saw he ate 2 kilos of cashews. There's one, I was staying in Gopal Mandir from 1994 until 2004 in Karthik every month, every year.
And I moved here in 2000.
Yeah, 2004 I moved here. And there was one old Brahmin there named Ramsarup, and he was blind. He was blind. He was about 90 years old. Every afternoon he would come to Gopal Mandir because it was very cool inside the temple. The walls are very thick. You know, they close the front doors at 12 o'clock. He would come about 2 o'clock in the afternoon and open the doors, and it was really cool inside. It was outside 40 degrees, inside it was like 25. An old building, you know? He was coming there to keep cool. So I come downstairs from upstairs, and I know he liked rubbery. So I go and buy a cap a kilo of rubbery. Put it in a bowl, and then put it, he used to call me Nitty Baba. And I said, Baba, I have some rubbery for you. He said, okay, good. And so I give him the bowl, and he put the bowl to his mouth, and just skip it like this, you know, like a big bowl, like a big cereal bowl. You know? Have a kill. And just and a big smile on his face, like a little kid. And he had one servant there, his son would come with him. His son would read Gargasamhita in Hindi every day, and Bob would listen to it, being on the altar, you know, the part of the altar thing, outside part. And I would sit there feeding him reverie. And afterwards I said, you want more? He said, no, I'm old now. When I was young, I could eat 2 kilos at a sitting, but now I'm only good for half a kilo. So that was a lot of fun. So Govardhan gives everything, all what everyone needs. Grass for the cows, fruits for the boys, caves for the boys to lie down in, waterfalls to bathe in, honey, sugar cane juice, all kinds of good stuff. The caves provide beds and seats made of stones, and lamps and mirrors made of jewels, and all kinds of root vegetables for Krishna boys to eat. Here we go on Gauran Prikla, you see this thing looks like a tree. It's supposed to call something Kanda. This Kanda means root. Mula
Kanda.
Kandamula. Called Kandamula. It looks like an elephant leg or something. It's about this big in diameter. It's about 3 feet long. And they stand on the side of a chopper. And they chop off pieces. It looks like a piece of cheese or something. Looks like coconut.
It looks like cheese, like cheddar cheese.
Yeah. It looks like cheese, but it's like consistency of coconut. It's like coconut.
Jimmy Kanda.
Jimmy Kanda. Jimmy from Jimmy Kanda. So this kind of thing going on, they take out the cake and eat that and enjoy.
So that's a root.
Yeah, it's a root. That's from Sat Yuga.
Yeah, they say Lord Rama ate that. This well selling, they say this is eaten by Lord Rama eating.
The sales fish. It was eaten by Lord Rama. nice trick. The word Avala, well, it means weak girls. Actually, the implication of what I'm saying, it does mean Avala, it means the gopis are less fortunate than the Gauranga. Because they're bewildered by their love for Krishna. And in fact, they don't have the strength to offer such valuable service that Gauranga's offering. Because they're stuck in their homes, they can't offer drinks, they can't offer foods, they can't offer anything. And Gauranga's offering all these good things to Krishna the boys, because he's there. So they're saying, we're up, but we're weak. Our fortune is weak. Our fortune is less. So that's what being able means. Another way to understand the phrase, Ramakrishna Chana Sparsha Pramoda, is that Krishna's seek of happiness to the entire world. Specifically, Krishna's feet are touching one part of the world, the Gauranga Hill. So Gauranga is feeling great promoted, great happiness. But Gauranga is part of Brajmandal, Brajmandal is part of the Earth's planet. So wherever Krishna is walking, it makes all Earth happy. They have a phrase, a popular Hindi phrase, Vishram Puran Sukhayate. Vishram Puran Sukhayate. Let the whole universe be happy. Vishram Purna Sukhayate, and the whole universe be happy. So the whole world becomes happy when Krishna walks in Vrindavan. When Krishna walks on the stones of Gauranga, what happens to the stone? Yeah, they melt, but they get soft. They get soft like butter. And they become very cool. Usually in summertime, stones are hot. But these stones are going on and cool. So don't try to walk around and go around in the summer. You're burning your feet off. So Gauranga delights their feet with the cool, soft stones. The stones of Gauranga become like newly churned butter. The Krishna likes to walk in butter. It's one of his popular pastimes. He breaks the yogurt pot or butter pot and runs around and tracks the butter all over the house. These are greasy livers all over the house. So everyone knows who did it. He leaves his fingerprints everywhere, his footprints. The word, another meaning of Rama and Krishna, Rama and Charan, mean Rama means playful. So we say Rama Charan, we say Krishna Rama Charan can mean Krishna and Balaram's feet, or it can mean Krishna's playful feet. Rama means Ramana, means playful. He's having a good time. He's dancing and running around Gauranga. It must be fun to be a Sanskrit pundit, be a Rasik Jan, be a cop, be a poet and a pundit, and know all these things. You really can have fun with words. It'd take one word to go 100 directions with one word. They tend to write it all, so he's a big pundit, you know. It's really a pleasure to watch him do his thing. Special jealousy. So Gauranga is taking great pleasure in helping Krishna reveal his enchanting pastime, which everyone in the world can contact by reading about Krishna Lila. Rarani says, because we gopis can't do what Gauranga can do, we are condemned. Rarani's really feeling bad. Rock is better than she is. I mean, that's pretty amazing. She's Miss Universe, Miss Intergalactic Universe. She's the most beautiful person anywhere in the world, and all the worlds put together. And she's saying this rock is better than me. I'm condemned. Hanta, hanta. Woe is me, woe is me. Thus, even though the gopis are full of good qualities and great virtues, they consider themselves inadequate and inferior to the rock of Gauranga. Such is the natural dissatisfaction of persons on the highest level of praying. That's a nice part of commentary there. Amazing contributions done. That's fine. So much in one word.
Hanta.
Hanta everywhere. Hanta, hanta. Sridhar Swami says, verse 18, commentary, where Hanta is spoken in joy. Gauranga is feeling great bliss, remembering Gauranga. There we go, he spoke different verses, but this verse 18 is spoken by Gauranga. That's all it says here. Okay, let's see what Vishnu's commentary is. I have one translation of Vishnu's commentary here. This is from 1987. And I think it's a little different here. This is newer translation of the same commentary. The balance one. You have the book there, you can also read it. Verse 18, commentary by Vishnu. Gopis talk about themselves. Radharani says, O Sakis, without taking shelter of a great devotee, our desires will never be fulfilled. We have heard from Gargi about the glories of Hari's devotee, and that devotees and the Gauranga Hill is the best of among them. Therefore, let's go to Gauranga, bathe the Manasi Ganga, and take darshan of Hari Dev. The Ishadevata of Gauranga. Certainly our elders will not object to this. Moreover, right now, Gauranga is playing on the soul of Gauranga. Deciding on this plan, the gopis glorify Gauranga Hill because it fulfills the desires of Krishna and his boyfriends, so hopefully it will fulfill their desire to meet Krishna as well. So gopis are thinking that Gauranga is famous for fulfilling desires. That's what Hari does. Hari fulfills desires. What's the verse from second count of Bhagavatam explains how Krishna fulfills his own. So whether you have no desire, have desires, you worship Krishna, with Tirena Bhakti, you'll get your desire fulfilled. So go eat your thing. We worship Govardhan, if we get worship Govardhan, we'll have our desires fulfilled. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Das Goswami Govardhan Shiva. And she worships Govardhan Shiva just like Krishna, you get everything. You get perfection. So most Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they try to worship Govardhan. Is it right?
Yes.
Seems like it. You're pretty popular. Like, what Gopal is to Gujaratis, Giraj is to Gaudiyas. What Gopal is the Gujaratis, Giraj is the Gaudiyas. There you go. Keep the G's. 4 G's. 5 G's. 5 G's. Transition. 4 G's. There are 3 Haridasas mentioned in Bhagavatam. Who are they?
Yudhisthira,
Uddhava,
and
Giriraj. Who's the number 1? Who's number 2? Uddhava. Who's number 3? Yudhisthira. So, that is told in 10th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 75, verse 27. He describes Yudhisthira as Haridas. And it describes Uddhava's Haridas in 1047-56, Brahmar Gita. It says Haridas, but not Haridas Varya. Radharani proclaims, Radharani is the best story in Hari, and she's saying Haridas, the Giraj is the best story. So that means something. It means that that's the truth. Vishal goes on, from the touch of Krishna's lotus feet, the rocks become as soft as mud. Vishal says mud. Vishal goes on, he said butter. Butter is a little more in tune with Krishna. In order to preserve the unique marks in Krishna's feet, contacting Krishna's feet, cause the Govardhan to display symptoms of ecstasy, such as perspiration in the form of melting stones, hair standing in as blades of grass, and tears of love as gushing waterfalls. This verse describes the three opulence of Govardhan Hill. Paniya means fragrant cool water gushing from Govardhan's waterfalls, which Krishna Balaram drink and use to wash their feet and mouth. Govardhan also supplies tasty beverages, honey, mango juice, and pila juice. And Sugyasya means durva grass, used in Arya. Also means soft grass for the cows, which increases their milk production. Krishna Balaram and the boys play, sit, and lie down and go around as many caves, which give pleasure when the weather is too hot or too cold. We shall climb one of those caves for class. Cave or Govardhan. We're not allowed to walk in Govardhan, that's not my problem. I have a cave, I have an underground room, it's pretty cold. It's all damned also. It's not damned, it echo. It's the echo. It's so cool today. From the ground. Kufa. The gopis use the phrase Rama Gopai means Balaram, but this, they're hiding their feelings for Krishna. For the gopis, Ram doesn't mean Balaram. Means Ramaniya. Ramaniya means charming, attractive, and the source of intimate amorous enjoyment, Ramanam. When they touch the Krishna's feet, such joy springs up in their hearts. So the gopis are meditating on Krishna's feet and remembering Krishna's feet. They're feeling Krishna Ravana Charana Pramoda. They're feeling great joy by remembering Krishna's feet. So I think there's some other comment, there's some other references in Gopal Chandra. The gopis say, even in pile of rocks, the mountain has attained happiness. Govardhana is clearly the best servant of Krishna. For when Krishna climbs on Govardhana with Balaram by playing the flute, Govardhana serves Krishna and his friends and cows by continuously with elegant shoots sprouting by the touch of his lotus feet by waterfalls. The hairs of Govardhana stand on end. Please listen to something astonishing, even if you don't believe it. Becoming most affectionate for Krishna by hearing the sound of Krishna's lute, Govardhana becomes smooth so that every moment he can witness the markings on Krishna's feet. So all the rocks on Govardhana Hill become very smooth and polished like mirrors. And so when Krishna is walking on the hill, Govardhana Hill can see in the rocks Krishna's feet. If one desires to attain the feet of a great devotee, one must develop respect for them by good fortune. That's just stuck in there. That's Jiva Goswami's idea about Govardhana. Sanga Goswami gives the most elaborate, and Vishnu gives the elaborate discussion. There's certainly another Vrindavan Champa also. Actually, Kavi Karnavur gives a very elaborate description of all these leaders for Krishna in 10 chapters. Unbelievable. It's one of the greatest books that ever came out. The Chiho and the Gobis run around revealed to her friend her intense desire to meet Krishna. Radharani said, Govardhana enhances Madhava's pastimes by supplying roots, fruits, water, mineral colors, and caves to hide in. This way Gaurang is the best servant of Krishna. It is known that by serving a great devotee, one can attain Krishna. By his influence, by his selfless service, Gaurang brought Krishna under his control. O Sakhi, it is our opinion that Krishna fulfills his desires and relieves the thirst of those who take shelter at Gaurang Hill. This fact is also supported by Shastric evidence. That's pretty far out. Radharani saying this to a lot of Sakhi. That's really amazing. It is our opinion. Who are you? I'm Radharani. Sara Lakshmi Radharani. Parmeshri Radharani. What do you see? Krishna? Yoga. He's everywhere. Yoga Pasadi Sarvatra. One guy looks up. The two guys look up. The three guys look up. The whole scene is looking up. The other guy's picking his pockets. You guys work in teams. One guy walks down the street and looks like this. Anyway, what's he looking at? The shooting 50, 60 guys. Then the second guy goes around. Runs down the street, and the first guy looks down, walks away, and meets the other guy and divides up all the money, you know. That's a silly trick. They do something like that, don't lie. That's true. So Rarani says, it is our opinion that Krishna fulfills the desires and relieves the thirst of those who take shelter of Gaurang Hill. So, we'll be thirsty. This fact is also supported by Shastric evidence. That's very interesting. Rarani, please can you quote the Brahman? I'm an ISKCON, Prabhupada said. That's all I gotta say. Krishna said, Prabhupada. So that's it. So what have we discussed already? This is verse 18. Ravanadasakam. I hope. What verse?
8. And that Govardhan here is the best of Hari's servant. There are three Haridas, and Govardhan here is the best because he provides everything for the house and the power boys and Krishna. And that Radharani is feeling, this Govardhan here is much more fortunate than me, and she is much better than me because she is serving Krishna better than me. Even if she is the best devotee, she feels like this.
Here we go. Anyone else have any questions about this verse? This is a very good verse. Many devotees memorize this verse. You have an aptitude for memorization. It's a very rustic verse to memorize. Especially remembering the commentary of Sanat Goswami and Vishnu Sagar. And Hari Karmapura has interesting insight about the glories of worshiping Govardhan. How merciful he is and how kind he is. He's very easy to worship. He's a perfect murti for Kali Yuga. You can throw in your bead bag and go make a few rotis. All the roti they cure us in your bead bag and take them out of the sun. Once I asked my Gurudev, I said, Guru Anshya, he said, yeah, he's portable. He said, he's portable. He just put in her bead bag and go on trust, he goes frequent. Just throw in her bead bag at her beads, take him out, bathe him in any lake here or there. You bake a roti, offer him a piece of roti, and he can do anything. You want to have him sit somewhere, put him in a Tulsi plant, and he's very good. Release the Tulsi leaves of all in his head, and he's happy. Of course, most devotees do a little more than that, but he showed the extent of liberality and compassion of Giriraj. This is the nature of true Haridas. Haridas, all servants are very, very compassionate, very liberal minded, very open minded. So, Haridas is a really wonderful form of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya used to be go around with his tears. He put a wear a gunjama around his neck. When Lord Chaitanya would worship Giriraj, he would smell Giriraj. He would smell him, beating him with his tears, holding to his eyes, feeling sorry. And that same Gauran he gave to Das Goswami, Gauran Shivanath Shivas in Bhagavad Nivas. It's been there, although some people say it's elsewhere. But it's generally all saints and historians of Vrindavan say that Srila Mahaprabhu is in Bhagavad Nivas. I saw it there 35 years ago. It doesn't have a thumbprint in it. It's a big, it's big also. It's about as big as a baseball, tennis ball, for the big, big time. I went there and there was a Babaji in the temple saying Java silently. They had a little altar at the time, this is 35 years ago. Bhagavad Nivas is near Krishna Bhava Mandir. And there was a few steps on the altar with some pictures. And there's six Gauran Shilas there. I said, where's the Gauran Shila, Lord Chaitanya, Das Goswami? Oh, it's there on the left side. He didn't make any big thing. He said, it's on the second shelf. I said, where are the three? On the left. He didn't go show it to me. I could make sure he didn't get up here. He just stood there and said, but I got to disturb him to ask him where it was, you know. So the devotees at Bhagavad Nivas are Vajranandis, Vairagis, Master, in those days. There are a lot of Kari Babas and they're renounced. They make very big noise about it. Old style, right. Let's do verse 19 now. This is the same as talking with Chandas, like Ram Swamiji. This is the last verse of the Vena Gita, last verse of the Gopis glorifying the food. Gargoba Karanam Vanam Nayatoru Dara. Vena Swane Kalapades. Tana Ritsu Sakya.
Venu Svanai Kalapadai Stana Ritsu Sakya.
Vaspandanam Gatimatam Pulakasarunam.
Vaspandanam Gatimatam Pulakasarunam.
Niryoga Pashakrita Lakshana Yoga Vichitram.
Niryoga Pashakrita Lakshana Yoga Vichitram.
What does anu mean? A-N-U.
Following.
Follower, one after another, succession, anugatya, to follow, Sekhi anugatya, and Tulsi prayer we sing, right? Follow the footsteps of Sekhi. Udara, what is Udara? Dhamma Udara. Dhamma means rope. Udara means belly. Means belly means welfare. A big belly is. Means Udara means expansive. The belly's content to expand. They start small and they get bigger. They say you put two hands together, that's as big as your belly. And you Madhukari, you beg like this, you fill two hands with Madhukari and one hand you give away. And you eat half. So half, one hand means half your belly. Fill half your belly with food, quarter with water and quarter with air. So we beg like this, and we say, pile it up to here. We go down. There's a restaurant in Las Vegas. They have a sign in front, anybody who weighs more than 350 pounds can eat for free. And they have a big scale. They have a big scale in front of the restaurant, like an oversized scale. And a big sign that everybody can read from a block away. And all fat people go there. Many people aren't 350 pounds. And they go in, and the name of the restaurant is called Heart Attack Restaurant. This is true. So you're supposed to, you fill up all the hands and take away half and give it to charity. Yeah. You do that? Anyway, this is not important. We're not yogis, right? We're bhaktas. Akantapurya. She said, when the Vaishnavas are eating, they say, Vaishnavas Savadhan, be careful. And when the first one guy says, Savadhan, another guy says, Akantapuran. Kanta means neck, puran means full. I'm eating a full to my neck. That's a lot of hands. So, Udara means belly, it means expansive. Liberal, Udara work. Parakara Upakara, the Bengali. Parakara Upakara, Upakara means Udara. Upakara Bengali means Udara. Means welfare, expand, help others. Parakara, Upakara, Udara, Upakara means the same thing. The cows and the cowboys are going from forest to forest, Anavanam. Nayatra Udara. They're leading the cows from forest to forest. Venu Sane Kalapade Stanabritsu. So Kalapade. Kala means poetry. Kala means artistic. Kala Kendra, art school. Kala Kendra. Pade means poetry. Sapadas. So the vibration of Krishna's foot is very sweet. Shaki means the coward boys, and Tanabrichi means living enemies. In other words, everyone's hearing Krishna's foot and enjoying. Third line, I don't know too many words we know. Taro, Taronam. What does Taro mean? Kalvatru. What is Kalvatru?
Tree.
Taro means tree. Pulaka, what does Pulaka mean? I want to come to Pulaka means what?
Pulaka means
trembling, shaking, Pulaka.
Varanga bolite hapere Pulaka.
That's right, nice. Varanga.
Varanga bolite
hapere Pulaka. They say that was Prabhupada's favorite song. They asked Swami Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada what his favorite bhajan was. He gave different answers at different times because he was like that, of course. that was his signature model. But he said Garanga Bhavite. I mean. In the vintage, there's a series of recordings of Prabhupada called Vintage Bhajans, where he's in his room alone, playing harmonium, singing alone in the afternoon somewhere, and somebody just turned on a tape recorder. Yeah, not a studio. And one of the songs he sang, Garanga Bhavite, but you're probably crying in the song. He breaks down crying when he sings Garanga Bhavite. I heard it. A very emotional song. What are some other lines of that song?
Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Babelira.
Yeah, crying. Prabhu is actually crying in Shoka Choka. Trees aren't moving anywhere. Aspandana means not moving. There's an ecstatic to your Christmas flute. The yoga posh is roast on gross for tying the cows. The yoga posh. Posh means rope, and it's used for tying the back legs of the cows so they don't kick the cow milkman when he's milking the cow. And they're symptoms, Lakshan means characteristic. It's an artistic characteristic of Krishna. He ties these ropes on his turban. Yeah, a turban, he ties ropes on. Fancy way, he ties a thing around the neck of it. That's your yoga posh. Or ropes for cats, or tied in cows. So Krishna ties one on his turban. And they're described in other commentaries that they're yellow colored, they have strands of pearls at the end. These are ropes for tying cows. And you just say your father's a king, you know. You have just an old rope, you know. But Krishna's rope has pearls, strands of pearls on the end. It's yellow rope with strands of pearls like tassels on each end. And he ties it around his turban. The pearls hang down. And the yellow rope is pretty cool. Then he takes them off and ties the cow. The gopis are remembering all these things in separation. Let's read a translation. O Sakis, Krishna Balaram walked through the Vrindavan forest with the cows and cowboys, carrying their roast for tiny cows. When Krishna plays the flute, the sweet music causes living beings to become stunned and trees to start shaking in ecstasy. All these things are wonderful. The chitra. These are symptoms, lakshan. These are characteristics of wonder, a great artistic wonder. The chitra lakshana, wonderful characteristics. Oh, it says here in the commentary. Vishnu says, roses are yellow, pearls, sons of pearls. Let's see another translation here. Another gopi said, everything appeared wonderful when Krishna and Balaram traveled in the forest, playing their flutes and making intimate friendship with all kinds of moving and non-moving creatures. When Krishna and Balaram played on their flutes, moving creatures became stunned and stopped their activities, and non-moving trees, living entities like trees and plants, began to shiver in ecstasy. Krishna and Balaram carried roasts for binding ropes on their shoulders and their hands like ordinary coward boys. While milking the cows, the boys tied their hind legs with a small rope. This rope always hung from the shoulders of the boys. It was not absent on the shoulders just alone, in spite of their being God. They played exactly like coward boys. Therefore, everything became wonderful in the tribe. That's nice. Probably the best way of saying it. Everything about Krishna is wonderful and attractive. While Krishna was engaged in tending cows in the forest or on Goran Hill, the gopis in the village were always absorbed in thinking of Krishna and discussing his different pastimes. This is a perfect example of Krishna consciousness, who somehow or other always remained engrossed in thoughts of Krishna. The vivid example is always present in behavior of the gopis. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no one can worship Krishna better than the gopis. The gopis were not born high Brahmin families or Kshatriya families. They were born in family of Vaishnavas, of Vaishyas. They were not very well educated, although they had heard all sorts of things from the Brahmins. The gopis' only purpose was to always remember the absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. That's the way to go. Always use your own thoughts of Krishna. There you go. There you go,
get some crumbs.
Okay. Let's read this another translation. It's most wonderful that due to the highly delightful notes consisting of low and sweet tones of the flutes of the two brothers, leading the cows from one forest to another and coming to cowboys, and distinguished by a string for tying the hind legs of the cows by milking them, which they twined around their heads, and a cord for pulling unruly cows. they face at their shoulders. So I just have it rolling out. Oh my God, rolling. And there they should ensue on and body beings. Osakis, complete lack of movement in those capable of locomotion, including running streams, and a thrill of joy should appear in the stationary trees. The yogis became mentally absorbed in all the past lands of Krishna. Okay, that's pretty nice, huh? None of them have some of those little messages here to share with us. Okay, that's the time now.
4:24.
3:20 is the rest of the chapter. Evamida Bhagavato, Yabrindavan Acharyana, Vanyantya Mito Govya, Vidas Tan Maya Tamya Yu. Thus narrating to one another the playful pastime of Krishna, as he wandered about in Vrindavan forest, Gopis became fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, Tanmayatam, Mito Gopya. Sangha Goswami says, Niyoga Pasha, Niyoga means that which generates unlimited associations characterized by prema. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Sri Goswami in verse 20, which we just read, describes Tadmayata means Gopis were filled with pastimes that absorbed in Krishna's pastime. Krishna says, by describing Krishna's pastimes, the Gopis became absorbed in Krishna, Tadmayatam. And the word mito, line 3, mito, means among one another. Krishna says, it means mita rahasya, that the Gopis actually met Krishna and engaged in private pastimes. Rahasya means secret, private. Sanga Goswami comments that the Gopis related many other pastimes to Krishna. So how many other can they speak? Thus summarize Sri Goswami in this verse number 20, use the word Avam, which means in summarizing. So the word, these comments on the word Bhagavata, Evam Vita Bhagavata Tanmayatam. Sri Goswami says, that means Bhagavan Mayatam, means the goat is always absorbed next to meditating Krishna, absorbed in his pastime. Either directly playing with Krishna or remembering they're playing with Krishna. Okay. That's the Vinaya Gita. And it shows how the gopis absorb, spend their time absorbed in meditating on Krishna and relating how Krishna's playing his flute and his flute is interacting and Krishna's interacting with everyone, moving and non moving, living and non living. Conscious and unconscious from Vrindavan. So it shows the extent of the madness of the gopis in love and also the Krishna's love in general, how he interacts with everyone in a personal, loving, intimate way. The clouds and the Linda women and the water and the Yamuna and the deer and the devis and heavenly planets flying above the Vrindavan, their flower airplanes, text, everyone is mentioned there. So this is a holistic view of Bhagavan, where he interacts with every part of his creation. So we can get encouragement from this, that Krishna also interacts with each part of every single devotee in an individual way.